May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 798. Faith in Jesus can repel the darts of sin and death. Faith gives victory over hell, but who can give us faith? Hope in Christ the soul revives, supports the spirits when they droop. Hope celestial comfort gives, but who can give us hope? Hymn 798.
Thank you. read together from the most holy word of God. Firstly, Isaiah chapter 55, then Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. Mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is a figure of him that was to come. But not as the offence, so also is the free gift. For if through the offence of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offences unto justification. For if by one man's offence death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offence of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offence might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life, by Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Lord be pleased to bless to us a reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most kind and gracious God, that one before whom and by whom we live and move and have our being, and thou hast in wrath remembered mercy, and brought us once again even to gather in thy courts this night. We're still upon praying ground. The door of mercy stands open. The day of grace has not ended. Oh, the day of grace has not ended. Nor may we each be found then even this night as a beggar poor. The beggar poor at mercy's door, all feeling those wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, acknowledging that we are a sinner indeed, sinners indeed and sinners in need. O Lord, thou knowest then that which we are laid upon our spirit this morning. Perhaps one has had to go into the closet and shut the door about them and cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Perhaps knowing what it is to smite upon the breast for the first time, to cry unto thee for mercy. And O Lord, we were each born in sin and shaped in iniquity, but who can know it? But is it not by the blessed Spirit bringing that poor one under the law? For by the law is the knowledge of sin. And when that poor sinner is brought under the law, is it not the law being his schoolmaster to bring him to Christ? Oh, that one brought under the law trembles at his doom, acknowledging that his sins deserve an endless hell. But all that poor sinner, is it not by the Spirit working within him that's convinced him of his sin, will also lead them to view in Christ such a beauty? The Spirit will lead them to viewing Christ, one who will become unto them the altogether lovely. To know him, the language of the hymn writer, to know my Jesus crucified, by far excels all things beside. Oh, that poor trembling one, as he brought out of nature's darkness into the glorious light of the gospel. But all at times he'll feel so cut up root and branch. Oh, he'll find that there is that warfare that goes out against him. Even as the word declares, what shall we see in the Shulamite? The company of two armies, and that warfare will begin. The old man of sin striving against the new man of grace. You know those conflicts. You know those sore battles. Oh, at times you wonder where the scene will end. But blessed be God, we read in thy word, the elder shall serve the younger. The elder shall serve the younger. Perhaps they find their warfare has begun in earnest. But the elder shall serve the younger. So, Lord, we plead, do lead them along, feed them with that food convenient for their souls. Oh, may they have those sips from the well of salvation, crumb that may fall from the Master's table. Perhaps they know what it is like those Greeks of old, come up to thy courts with us, sirs, we would see Jesus. Oh, give me Christ. Give me Christ, or else I die. So, Lord, we plead, do work in the heart mighty, leave none to come short at last. Another Sabbath day draws toward a close, another month of another year. Both the month draws toward a close, and so does the year. And so we hasten on to a never-ending eternity. And so we plead, make us each right and keep us each right. If we're still resting upon our rotten props, our false foundations, oh Lord, may it please thee, lead to a precious Christ. Take from us those things which are false, which are those things which will fail at last. And may we be each led and lifted up and founded upon the rock Christ Jesus, that sure foundation stone. Remember then, we plead once again, the dear young friends that gather here. Oh, we see a goodly number that, from the babes in arms to those going on into life, Lord, remember them in their path and direct their steps in this present evil world. Oh, be unto them all they feel to need. May they seek wisdom of thee, counsel of thee. May they seek that thou hast make a way for them where perhaps there seems to be no way. May they prove that thou art that one, the shepherd that goes before his sheep. And he does lead them forth for that right way. Yes, may close up doors, but open others. Oh, may it please thee then to enable them to spread all their burdens before thee. They might prove thee to be a prayer-hearing and a prayer-answering God. Lord, go before them then every step of the way. And even the dear young ones, oh, in their very young lives, may they know what it is to call upon thee in their times of trouble. Thou knowest them, all their troubles and their sorrows. For thou art one, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. What a path thou didst walk out here below. Did not come into this world in pomp and circumstance, was laid in a manger. Oh, may it please thee then, to enable the dear young ones, even the very young, to look alone unto thee, that one, verily God, verily man. Do remember them as they go on into life and all the cares as they enter into the world and all that confronts them there. Perhaps are those that rise up against them, those that make life difficult at times. Oh Lord, thou art able to shut the mouths of lions. Oh, thou art able to restrain. Oh, those that rise up against thy people. And so, Lord, do go before them in their workplaces, in their as the places of their further education, they feel at times there are those stirred up by Satan, stirred up to oppose them, stirred up to tempt them and to try them. But, O Lord, hold them up by thy power, and may they in days and years to come be able to say, kept by the power of God. Once again, remember parents in all their many cares for their young ones they have before them. And especially when sicknesses come into the families. And, oh Lord, we plead that thou wouldest grant that help, and especially at this time of the year. Lord, do go before them. But also in providence and in grace, may they prove thee to be a God of providence. When perhaps bills mount up, The way becomes difficult, but Lord, may they prove this, the gold and silver thine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. Remember those in the midst of life and all the burdens and cares, and they despair, we have to return to the things of this life, spared to another day. Oh Lord, may it please thee, go before, manage all, by the way unto the end. Lord, thou knowest then the path of each one, the path of each one. Oh Lord, may it please thee, they might yet prove all those things which seem at times like crooks in the law, cross providences, things hard to be understood. They're amongst those all things that work together for good to them that love God, to those who are called according to his eternal purpose. Remember those in the even time of life, they feel the mud-walled cottage shake, heart and flesh begin to fail. Oh Lord, if it could please thee, ah, grant them those fresh tokens. Grant them once again the dew upon their branch. Grant them once again that former and latter rain in their season. O Lord, may it please thee, bring to their remembrance all the words which thou hast spoken unto them. May they have been able to see by faith those Ebenezer stones which they've raised up in time past throughout their pilgrimage here below. Those Ebenezer stones, whereby they had to say again and again, hitherto. And then brought a little further, and hitherto. And then again, through perhaps another trial, but it was hitherto. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And he who hath helped us hitherto will help us all our journey through, and give us daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to his praise. Remember those in sickness. Lord, thou knowest afflictions of body and mind and spirit. Oh, often thy people are laid low, and perhaps at times they wonder where the scene will end. Oh, may they prove the sufficiency of thy grace. My grace is sufficient for thee. Oh, perhaps these things unto them are a thorn in the flesh, that messenger of Satan sent to buffet them. Yes, Satan, their right hand, often in the midst of it all, trying them sore, tempting them sore. But, O Lord, like the apostle, oh, how he wanted that to be removed from him, that thorn in his flesh. And did he not pray? Three times, he pleaded three times that it might be removed from him. But oh, the answer was this, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, may one or another prove that sufficiency of thy grace that strengthens them in their time when they feel, before the hand of the adversary. Tried indeed. They feel at times faint in the way. Ah, that strength sufficient. Ah, upholding grace, strengthening grace, sustaining grace. Lord, may each one prove it, we plead. Thou knowest the afflictions. Bless all the means that are used. And may there be yet that wrought for their good. There might be yet that time of rejoicing. And so we plead for each and every one. Once again, remember the church and people here. Oh Lord, we plead for them. May there be yet those signs following the preaching of the word. May there be yet those whom thou wilt give that command to. Loose him, loose her, and let them go. Or bring them into the liberty of the gospel they have to tell out to sinners round. What a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold, the way to God. But, O Lord, may it please thee. Are there none of thy dead elect in and around these parts and the other little hills of Zion? O Lord, we plead, awaken many sinners round to come and fill the place. O, may it please thee. Thou knowest where the prodigals are. And perhaps even in this area here, there are those that have fled from this part of the country or that part of the country, gone away from thee as far as sheep can run. But thine hand is not short, and it cannot save even unto the uttermost sinners. Oh, bring them back. Oh, bring them back yet, we plead. Oh, and they may once again return to the Father's household. O Lord, thou knowest then. O do then remember Zion. Remember us also throughout the churches. And truly, we're ministered and brought low. Ministered and brought low. But we thank thee for the promise that, yes, that thou hast recorded it in thy word, that concerning Zion thou wilt abundantly bless her provision and satisfy her poor with bread. And so we plead, do satisfy thy poor with bread this night. Ah, that beggar poor, at mercy's door lies such a wretch as I. O Lord, do then remember us also as a land and nation, how guilty we are. We deserve thy just judgments. We truly have turned thee the back and not the face. We sin against light and knowledge. We add abomination to abomination. Iniquity does it not run down our streets. It is very apparent at times, Lord, we see it. And we tremble. But we believe thou hast stayed thy hand. Thou hast heard the cries of the remnant. Oh, stir us up to cry more earnestly. O Lord, have mercy upon us. But we may look upon the sins of the nation, but may there also be that honest heart. And we may come like one, search me. Oh, how we each need that searching. May we not be left to roll some sweet morsel under our tongue, some sin. But brought to confess it and seek grace to forsake it. So, Lord, we plead, keep us close to thee. Keep us in that narrow way. Oh, we're prone to wander, Lord. We have to confess, like the hymn writer, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Take, oh, take my heart and seal it. Seal it from thy courts above. And so we plead, do us each good this night. Oh, come again with those lines, when thou, my righteous judge, shalt come to take thy ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? Shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand, or prevented by thy grace? Prevent it by thy grace. Oh, may we each be found ready and waiting for when the bridegroom shall appear. Clothed upon with that robe of Christ's righteousness and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now, Lord, we plead, help each. Give each the hearing ears and the hearts of understanding, and give unto this poor sinner once again the door of utterance. Keep physical tiredness at bay. Lord, we're but frail creatures indeed. But, O Lord, bless us each together, make one in our midst. We thank thee once again for all thy mercies temporal, and have we not received of thy hand this day, we've lacked nothing. O Lord, we would then praise thy great and holy name. We would come with the psalmist and say, bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Pardon and forgive then our many sins, our failings and shortcomings. Wash us each in thy precious blood, we plead, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 1060. Weary of wandering from the Lord, and now made willing to return, I hear and bow me to the rod, for now not without hope I mourn. There is an advocate above, a friend before the throne of love. Hymn 1060.
Thank you.
seeking once again the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to Isaiah chapter 55 and read verses 6 and 7. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 and 7, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Lord, we tried in our poor way, felt it upon our spirit this morning out of that chapter in Ezekiel's prophecy, chapter 3, where speaks of those rebellious people, and does it not concern the spiritual Israel as well as the ancient people Israel? Yes, the people of Israel now. But when we think of it, considering the spiritual Israel, how rebellious, how unrighteous we are, full of sin. From our very birth, conceived in sin, shaped in iniquity, and who can know it? And then that chapter we read, then it lays a burden in that way. We know we're sent as the Lord's servant, and therefore we're that instrument in his hands. But oh, how we have to speak, whether men will hear or whether they will forbear. We're not to court men's smiles nor fear their frowns. And it's the whole word of God, not just as we might think might be more comfortable to speak from. But it's the whole word of God. We're not to diminish it. And we're not to turn aside from it. And there is that whereby the Lord's servants are those watchmen that are sent upon the walls of Zion, or not to sow pillows under armpits, to raise up on false foundations, but to warn the wicked. And there is that which lays heavily upon the spirit, we were not to warn the wicked. And that one, yes, whether he hears or whether he forbears. But if he was to die in his sin, if we can put it that way, in his iniquity, and never have heard nor been warned, then his blood will I require at thine hand. So it is a solemn place in which we stand. Are we amongst those that hear? Or are we amongst those that forbear? Was there not a time when we shut our ears? Yes, we have to acknowledge this, and this one stands up in the Lord's name. We shut our ears. As we said, I believe, this morning, but oh, long for the Sabbath day to come to an end. Wanted to get back to the things which satisfied the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. We heard the word preached, but it had no effect upon us. It fell upon, if we can put it that way, deaf ears. Until that time appointed came, and what a mercy indeed if it should be that time appointed one or another this day, but all, there might be a time appointed to each one gathered here from the youngest to the oldest. A time appointed when you'll be made to hear. Cause to hear. that voice. For that voice will go forth, that word will go forth with power. And when it goes forth in the power of the Holy Spirit, there shall be a performance of those things. And as the word we read this evening, so mercy indeed is not left to your decision or mine, your free will or mine, but as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper. None can hinder it. None can hinder it. Not the old man of sin within, neither Satan nor his agents. Oh, and yes, you'll find, and as I said in prayer, I believe, as one brought upon by the Spirit, they find that warfare. A great company comes out against them, that which they've never known before, because they were servants of Satan. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also they had that part, for they were dead in trespasses and sins. But that time, nothing can frustrate it. Nothing can overturn it or bring it to naught. But when that time appointed comes, and some of us we rejoice in that, that it was not left to ourselves, but it was that by the sovereignty of God and by his almighty power. Do we not have to say this? Who shall roll away the stone? That stone of the unbelief, that stone of the hard heart. You can't do it. No one can do it for you, only God. Who shall roll away that stone? That stone, yes, of your old nature. But blessed be God, even that stone, hardest stone of that hardest heart, when he put forth it, when he speaks with power, it shall break that stone, and there'll be those new and living desires. And it shall, that word shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Shall prosper. So as that word we took this morning, when I speak with thee, I'll open thy mouth. And what a mercy it is when, yes, he can also shut the mouth. I'll make thy tongue cleave to the roof of thy mouth, that thou shalt be dumb and shalt not be a reprover. To them a reprover, for they are a rebellious house, but all. There is that divine favour to that remnant, but when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God. He that heareth, let him hear. And he that forbeareth, let him forbear. For they are rebellious house. My mind went to the hymn. Oh, that hymn, was it And it seems upon my mind also. That hymn 761, or have you been brought there, poor trembling sinner? You've heard. A voice went forth with power, and it was the Holy Ghost sealed upon your heart. And it was not A man you heard, but you heard the voice of the mighty God of heaven. We brought to tremble at his word. Oh, what a mercy indeed. Oh, do you know that now the language of the hymn writer here? Show pity, Lord. O Lord, forgive. Let a repenting rebel live. Are not thy mercies large and free? May not a sinner trust in thee? My crimes are great, but don't surpass. Oh, that's a little faith there. What a mercy. We read of that abundance of his mercy, that which Christ wrought in the sinner's room, place, and stead, that work of salvation. You read it. You read it again in that fifth chapter of Romans. My crimes are great. Maybe. Ah, yes, and if you've been brought to there, we could say with this, with the apostle of old, of sinners of whom I am chief. You won't look upon your crimes as being just a little sin, a little indiscretion, nothing to be too alarmed about, but you'll have to say, my crimes are great, for you're brought to this. The whole law, guilty of the whole law, one sin, we're guilty of the whole law. Oh, that Lord God demands, does it not, that utmost obedience. What do you find? The more I strive, the more I strove against sin's power. I sinned and stumbled, but the more. Till late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul, I am the way. My crimes are great, but don't surpass the power and glory of thy grace. Great God, thy nature has no bound, so let thy pardoning love be found. O wash my soul from every sin, make my guilty conscience clean. Ah, when the application of the law, that one know how guilty he is, and his conscience that testifies against him, there'll be no uncertainty there. It's these lines that seem to ray up on my spirit, here on my heart, the burden lies. And past offences. It's not just the sins of the moment, the sins of this day, but oh, it's the sins of all your life to this moment of time, past offences. Pain my eyes, my lips with shame, my sins confess against thy law, against thy grace. Lord, should thy judgments grow severe, I am condemned, but thou art clear. Oh, that one acknowledges that condemnation is just. That condemnation is just. Should sudden vengeance seize my breath, I must pronounce thee just in death. And if my soul were sent to hell, thy righteous law approves it well. But all the last verse of the hymn there. Yet save a trembling sinner, Lord, whose hope still hovering round thy word would light on some sweet promise there, some sure support against despair. some sure support against despair. Ah, the chapter I felt must read also. Yes, those two chapters, that one in Romans, but all they both. Yes, it speaks of that which has been accomplished, which was accomplished by Christ. But all in that chapter 55 in Isaiah's prophecy, it speaks of that one to come. We live in gospel days. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. There's a gospel invitation. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Does that suit you, poor, trembling, hungering, thirsting sinner, convinced of his need, trembling under the mighty hand of God? The law, yes, it testifies against him, but the Spirit is leading him. Leading him where? When you read concerning the Ethiopian eunuch, was there not a hungering and thirsting there? He desired Christ, no doubt he must have felt himself to be a sinner. You read that 53rd chapter of Isaiah as he read it. And oh, what a desire he had. He longed to know that recorded there, what it meant. No doubt, under grace, there was a measure of knowledge, but not that full knowledge. Like that one, as he has given his sight, he saw men as trees walking. And perhaps so it is with you, poor sinner. And like the Ethiopian eunuch, he longed to know and have it revealed to him whom the prophet Isaiah spake of in that 53rd chapter. And no doubt he had to say in his own heart, once I despised him, but now I desire him. Or can you say that, poor sinner? Once despised him. Yes, perhaps even laughed, as it were, not out loud, but you heard the account of this one or that one, as they spake of those things that the Lord had done for their soul, and you despised it, treated it lightly. But now, there's that wrought in your heart. You long to know this one, whom you once despised, once rejected. Once you hid your face from him. But as the Ethiopian eunuch, that was his desire. The Lord did not leave him there. He wasn't left to go on in that way. But the Lord heard, no doubt, those groans and his burden. And instructed the Lord's servant Philip to go down to him there, and he's found in that desert place. And perhaps to you now the world is a desert place, once attractive, once full of all many prospects, and it was all your desire, but now it's a waste howling wilderness. Waste howling wilderness, a desert place. And you're brought even to this. You see death stamped upon everything. Death and decay. You begin to feel in your heart of no continuing city here. Seek that which is to come. New and living desires. And so as the Lord sent Philip down to that one there, that time appointed, was it not? Yes, he thirsted. He had a thirst indeed. Who is this one? Desire to know him for himself. And Philip said unto him, Understandest what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And all that sermon that day unto that one, it was under the power of the Holy Spirit. And it was going to accomplish that, whereto the Lord pleased, for it was that time appointed, when Zion would be favoured. And all that might, the Lord might be pleased to favour Zion in our day, with those such as that Ethiopian eunuch. Ah, that one that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. You long for that sip from the well of salvation. You see in that one such a fullness, such a beauty, such a sufficiency. Ah, oh, we read of that sufficiency there, do we not, in that chapter in Romans? Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And you long for that justification. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Or is that a sip from the well of salvation? Is that a sip from the well of salvation, poor sinner? Much more than it goes on. Thirsty sinner, come and draw. It goes on. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And it goes on, poor sinner, this is the fullness that resides in Jesus our head, that ever abides to answer our need. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we now have received the atonement. The margin reading, reconciliation. A poor sinner reconciled to God. Reconciled to God. And how it goes on. This is that well of salvation, is it not? Thirsty sinner, come and draw. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me. And eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear. Oh, incline your ear. Incline your ear. He that heareth, let him hear. He that heareth, let him hear. Incline your ear. Come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Ah, when you read of those sure mercies of David, they're bound up in this chapter, are they not? Bound up in this chapter. Not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. that everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Ah, Christ being the mediator and the author of that new covenant and that new and living way. And it's by Christ we have the atonement, that reconciliation, that one that reconciled poor sinners again unto a holy and a heart-searching God. And why are they how can they be reconciled? Born the sin of many. Born the sin of many. Was it not that lamb whom Abraham saw? God shall provide himself a lamb. That lamb without blemish and without spot, but made sin for his people, he who knew no sin. There your sins and mine separated, that caused a separation. Or was it not that separation when Adam sinned? There's no more walking with God in the cool of the day in the garden. There was that separation. And so it is from Adam's day down to this. But all the atonement, that reconciliation. Do you read on down, poor sinner, again as we read, have we read that chapter, wherefore? As by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. There is that declaration, all have sinned, you and I. Until the Spirit reveals the law to us, we know not sin. But until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even after them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is a figure of him that was to come. But not as the offence, so also is a free gift. Ah, ho, every one that thirsteth. Bring no money, price or aught, as a hymn writer put it. All is free and all's a lamb's. For if through the offence of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Abounded unto many. Not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offences unto justification. For if by one man's offence death reigned by one, much more. Oh, this is that fullness then. That fullness of the gospel, fullness of that work of grace, fullness of that which Christ hath wrought. For if by one man's offence death reigned, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ, all that abundance. That abundance. Ye are yet save a trembling sinner, Lord, whose hope still hovering round thy word would light on some sweet promise there. Some sure support against despair. Is not this a support against despair? Trembling, sinful worm Jacob. Therefore, as the offence of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Yes, your sins in and of yourself, they are to condemn. There's condemnation upon it. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But this one who satisfied the law cried out with his dying breath, it is finished. It is finished. It's a finished work. And oh, when you read concerning Christ, was it not that road that day. You read of it, do you not, in the prophet Zechariah, is it not? Those words there, awake, O sword, against my shepherd. Is it not in there? But you know the portion, I can't find it at the moment, but awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against a man that is my fellow. And so it was, yes, here we have it. Awake, O sword. He bore that sword of divine justice. As we said a little earlier, bore the sin of many, bore that sin of that number that no man can number, the elect according to the foreknowledge of God, those whom he will bring to tremble, bring to hear his word. Wake, O sword, that which their sins deserved, that sword of divine justice to all eternity. There we read in the prophecy of Zechariah, wake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. As saith the Lord of hosts, smite the shepherd and the sheep shall be scattered. I'll turn my hand upon the little ones. But oh, awake, O sword. You read in Zechariah's prophecy also in chapter 12, the closing verses there. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplications. And we read this. They shall look upon me, whom they have pierced. They'll be brought to see their sin. Pierced the Saviour, nailed him to the accursed tree. Their sins cause him to sweat in those agonies of blood. Their sins cause the dear Saviour to cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Spirit of grace and supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. They shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day, that day, therefore, as by the offence of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so the righteousness of one, the free gift, came upon all men unto justification of life. Oh, justified. One that was condemned, now justified. Reconciled. One raised up from the dunghill, raised up as a son or a daughter by blessed adoption, an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, that's you and I, so by the obedience of one, shall many be made righteous. Is that your desire? Am I amongst that number? Am I found amongst that number? Or we long for that sweet assurance of faith. And you long for Christ to reveal himself to you. You go back to that account of the Ethiopian eunuch. In that 53rd chapter of Isaiah, you plead that it might be your portion also. Your portion also. Where we read in that 53rd chapter, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Ah, bruise he. And he hath put him to grief when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. And oh, when you consider at the transfiguration, was it not of Christ? When, was it not so then? I may be mistaken, but we read concerning Christ when Almighty God spoke from heaven and declared this concerning Christ: this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Hear ye him. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, even the death of the cross. We read concerning, in the word concerning one hanging upon a tree. Cursed is every one that hangeth upon a tree, made a curse for his people. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, made intercession for transgressors, or made intercession for them. Moreover, the law entered that the offence might abound. You proved it, have you not? Convinced of sin, but where sin abounded, poor sinner, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. We're still upon praying ground. You're still upon praying. The day of grace has not ended. The door of mercy is not shut. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked, or may these words be heard. Let the wicked forsake the word of the Lord be heard. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £725, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde will preach on Tuesday evening. There'll be a prayer meeting for the members on Friday evening. And next Lord's Day, a reading service in the morning. Mr. Hadley will, God willing, preach in the evening and administer the Lord's Supper. And the collections next Lord's Day are for Mr. Robert Field, who has ministered here for 50 years. Let us close with hymn 263. Jesus, the glorious head of grace, knows every saint's peculiar case, what sorrows by their souls are borne, and how for sin they daily mourn. Hymn 263.
dear Lord, do look down upon us in mercy as we've gathered this night, and all that might have heard thy voice are one that hears and not forbears. O Lord, leave us not then to be found amongst those that forbear, that will not have this man to reign over them. No need of a gospel or a precious Christ, but all may it be this, to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. Oh, leave us not. Work mighty in the heart. Take each in hand. Pardon and forgive all thou hast heard and seen amiss. Do take us each now to our respective destinations in peace and safety. Remember us each in the pathway of life and all that pertains to it. Go before us every step of the way. And now may the grace of the Lord God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.